The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I hope by the grace of God we are all doing very well. We thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. This is the day that the Lord has made, not the devil, but the Lord has made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. And so I welcome each and every one of you to Resurrection Power for today. Power for today. Power for today. Yes. May the Lord grant us whatever is needed for us to continue to be on top. Yesterday, we heard that we are on top. We are on top. The upgrading anointing has placed us on top. The impartation we received yesterday, we are on top. Yes, we are receiving power for today. To be on top, whatever ingredient we need, we are receiving it. Yes, this morning, Wednesday morning, Friday morning, yes, and Sunday at the church. Oh, we are grateful. This morning, we are going to, our theme is praying God's expression and extension. Praying God's expression and extension. Praying God's expression and extension. Say, I am God's expression and extension here on earth.
Say,
I, Delali Boja, mention your name.
I am God's expression.
An extension.
Here on earth.
I am God's expression.
An extension.
In my family.
At my workplace.
In my office.
In the church.
In the neighborhood. I am God's expression.
An extension.
I am God's expression, an extension. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you this day that you have made me
your expression,
an extension.
You have made me your expression. An extension.
You have made me your expression and extension. Thank you this morning, in my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house, throughout all the generations, I am God's expression, in my office.
At my workplace, in my neighborhood,
I am God's expression.
In
Ghana,
in Ghana,
in America,
in Australia,
in Côte d'Ivoire,
in Côte d'Ivoire,
in Côte d'Ivoire,
in Côte
Côte d'Ivoire, in Abidjan, in Burkina Faso, in Mali, in Gabon, in Germany, in Italy, in Malaysia, in Australia, wherever I am, Lord, you have made me your expression and extension. Today, I declare to the sun, I declare to the earth, I declare to the sea, I declare to the forest, I declare to the valley, I declare to the mountain, I am God's expression and extension. I declare to the devil and his agents, to the witches and wizards, to those who drink human blood, those who worship idols, I declare, wherever I am, I am God's expression. You see, this is the way the Holy Spirit has begun with us today. Please listen. We are in supernatural days. We are in miracle days. Christians, position yourself, align yourself. Don't listen to your flesh. Don't give yourself to the things you see. Don't give yourself to the things you are hearing. No. No. The world is becoming darker and darker. More evil, more wicked. Listen to me. Next year will be wicked. We'll be more wicked. Eh? I don't know whether we have another word. It will be more wicked, eh? Yes. It will be more wicked, oh. It will be more evil. It will be darker. Look, as the year progresses, darkness is increasing. Evil is increasing. Look, the things we haven't heard, we are going to hear them. It is a sign that this world is coming to an end. But listen to me. You, a child of God, this is the time for you to shine. This is a time. This is God's time for us. This is the time of the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God. Please, technician, add Romans chapter 8 to our test. Romans chapter 8. The Holy Spirit just reminded me. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 to 21. Yes, Romans 8, 18 to 21. So you see, that is why God is giving us this thing. I am God's expression and extension. And this morning we are praying. Look, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. The creation of man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Look at it. Then God said, listen, it was in God's heart. What was in his heart? He said, technician, write at Proverbs 16:1. Proverbs 16:1. There is something I will teach you there. The Bible said that in the heart comes the plans of man. We plan in our heart, but God answers the tongue. That is why we must pray. Yes. Yes. God answers what comes out. Your mouth, your tongue is a launcher. God did not give us the mouth to only eat and talk. But he gave her the mouth to create, to launch. To launch our imaginations. To launch our thinking. To launch our desire. To pray. To declare. So you see, in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. This was the original plan. And in verse 28, the Bible says that God blessed them. When you read verse 25, when you read verse 27, yes, he made them male and female. I mean, Adam and Eve. That's, but verse 20, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Let me tell you how God created man. Have you gone to a fishing site before? Those brethren who are from fishing villages, or yes, you know, you understand what I am saying. Or those who weave kente, or even basket. When they are pulling the net, they are singing a song. I am just giving an example. Yes, they are doing that to overshadow the stress. Those songs, they overshadow the stress. But you know, those songs are actually producing the testimony. So when God was manufacturing the clay, when he was molding the clay, what he was saying, the song he was singing is, you are fruitful. You are fruitful. This is my image. This is my image. This is my image. You are fruitful. You will multiply. You will increase. You will dominate. So the first word Adam heard, when God breathed into him and brought him back to life, the first word he heard, I am God's image. I am God's image. I am fruitful. I am multiplying. That was it. And so in Psalm 82 verse 6, Psalm 82 verse 6, know ye not that ye are God's? Know ye not that ye are God's? Psalm 82 verse 6. In Psalm 82 verse 6, Jesus repeated it in John chapter 10. John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 34. He repeated it. Let me just read it. John 10, 34. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I have said, you are gods? That word God is governor, governor. That word God is Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. A ruler. Oh. And in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5. 9 and 10. Jesus gave us birth. From all tribes. All languages. All nations. All people. To become what? Kings and queens. And priests. And to become, then to do what? To reign. So you see, when Adam fell, Jesus came. What Adam lost, Jesus came to restore. What Adam lost, Jesus came to restore. So we are even more than Adam. Remember that God didn't live in Adam. No. God didn't live in Adam. Jesus didn't live in Adam. The Holy Spirit didn't live in Adam. The original Adam was the image of God, the physical image of God to rule the earth. But now Adam fell. Yesterday I explained it. Yes. Because Satan was there when man was being created. And Satan could not stand that a clay into which life has been breathed into has been given so much authority over him. Yes. So he aimed. Let me tell you. Satan's aim against you is your position. Satan is envious at your position. He's envious at your heart, position, your destiny. Yes, where God has placed you, your star. That is all he's afraid of. That's what Satan is envious. Witches and wizards. Yes, the agents in your office and at your workplace. The reason why people fight you. You haven't done it. So and so. They are afraid of your star. They are afraid of your destiny. Especially children of God. They don't want our star to shine. They don't. Here on earth is a place of dominance. If you don't rise up in your power and authority, the children of the devil will continue to rule and reign. So you see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5 17, he says that if any man or woman be in Christ, you are a new creation. Ah, say I am a new creation. Say I am a new creation. Say I, Delali Boja, according to the word of God, I am a new creation. Beloved, these words are not cliches. Look. God is beginning to make himself so real to me. Look, one of the greatest weapons the devil has used against us is deception. Deceptions. Yesterday, I was telling a group of people who came to my office from the church. Yes, travelers. They made their own contribution after everything. Yes, to come and present. For their Isaac sacrifice into the building, about 9,000 plus traffic. They did very well. Those women, those who attend, those who belong to that group. I mean, they did very well. 9,000 plus. And I was telling them that Satan is using deception against us. And me, that is one thing he has used against me. And you know who Satan used that? Who becomes their victim? Those who want to please God. Because I don't want to offend God. So when I push, I am doing something. The moment there is an obstacle, I say, maybe it's not the will of God. Maybe it's not the will of God. It's not the will of God. Oh. Then I stop. It's not the will of God. Then I stop. Right from secondary school. Then my assistant, no, Braboja, no. We can do it. No, this thing, no, Braboja. No, it can be done. I say no. Maybe it's not the will of God. It's the devil. It's the enemy. And true. As I listen, I thank God for connecting us, and it has helped us. Husband and wife, please, husband, know the strength of your wife, and submit and accept it. Where you the man, you are weak. Where the woman is strong, let her shine. She will be a great blessing to you. Yes. I'm telling you. My wife, she has more faith than me. When we were in school, and she had more faith. And especially when we live together with man of faith. That man impacted her so much. Faith for healing. Faith for this. But today, I can say that now, maybe my faith is now higher than hers. Yes. My faith is now, or at least we are apart. If you are a husband, please listen to me. Your wife is a blessing. Look at where you are weak and look at where your wife is strong and build her there. Let her shine in that area. Accept that woman. This one you are strong. You are strong. Listen to her. Don't say I am the man. No. God brings two opposite people together to help each other. Yes. To impact each other. And you see, so things that we thought could not be, have been. Beloved, I want you to know that this world, nothing comes cheap, nothing comes easily. The devil has used deception to deceive us. Like I was telling the traveler yesterday. Look, especially those of us who don't want to offend God. No. This thing, no, maybe it's not the will of God. When God's time comes, when God's time, I am waiting. When is God's time? When is God's time? Hey, when is God's time? When is God's time? When is God's time? Look, somebody should pick this as a prayer point. Begin to ask God, when is your time? you will be shocked. You will be shocked the dreams you have. Sometimes God's time is past. We are waiting for God's time. He's waiting for us. Listen, why did Jesus come? We could have been born again in the spiritual realm, but he came. The reason why Jesus manifested in the physical is to provide the elements that are needed for us to be bought back from Satan. Yes, to pay the price, we fought his body, a body that will be destroyed. And we fought the blood is all his life. But the second reason why he came is to give us birth. Is to give us birth, to become born again, born again, born again. That's why you need to be baptized in water. When you are put in water and lifted. Look, during childbirth, when a woman is giving birth, water breaks out first. We call it amniotic fluid. Is that it? Amniotic fluid. You are here. You are not. Amniotic fluid. We call it amniotic fluid. Amniotic fluid will come out first. Then before the baby, the blood comes in. Any woman who has given birth, water breaks out and what? Blood follows. These two things. So you see, Jesus shed his blood on the cross. Even on the cross, when they pierced him, what came out? Water. Water, blood and water came out. He was bruised, blood all over him. And when they pierced him, water came out. That is why we are born again. That is why we need water baptism. We need water in baptism. You have been immersed into him and raised. You have died with him and you have resurrected. Look, the devil is deceiving. We don't know who we are. If you really understand, so because of that, you are an expression of God. You are an extension of God. You are an extension of God. You are an expression of God. Look, do you know the reason why some of us are not hearing anything from God? He has finished. We are not using our authority. We are not standing on his word. We are still looking at something that he must do. He has done everything. There is nothing else God will do. There is nothing, there is nothing else. And how do we express our expression and extension? In our mind. Our imagination. It is in our imagination. That is when you express God's expression and extension. Your imagination. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7. Proverbs 23 7 King James. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Please watch your thinking. What you think, you are creating. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he or she. King James. That's the truth. Some of the versions, in fact, they have deviated a little. Yes, but they are okay. But some of the verses, you need to go to the original. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Look. Your imagination, it is in your imagination. I am going to say something here right now. Your imagination, what do you imagine? What you imagine you are creating? That was why in Genesis chapter 13 verse 14, Genesis 13:14. When I repeat scriptures, you must get them well. Genesis 13:14. What did God do to Abraham after? Yes. Yes, woman of God. Yes, Becky. Yes, that is it. We were born on the cross. It was on the cross that we were born. So you see, we don't know who we are. Somebody just sent a message. Good morning, man of God. Wow. So it means we have rebirth on the cross of Calvary. Powerful Rhema. God bless you. God bless you too. Great woman of God. God really bless you. I'm encouraged. These comments, they inspire us. They encourage us. When we know how you are feeling, when we know the impact you are receiving, it encourages us to prepare more. I've been praying since 3:30. 3:30, I've been praying and preparing for this. 3:30 a.m. Just to know what I should share. And the Lord said, pray like this today. Share this. So God said to Abraham, after Lot has parted, lift up your eyes. See. As far as your eyes can see, north, south, east, west, that belongs to you. And in Genesis 15:5, when Abraham was complaining, you have not given me a child, so God said, I'll be your shield, your great reward, but you see, you have not given me a child, and Eliezer is going to hear me. God to Abraham, lift up your eyes. Look at the stars. Count them. If you can count them, that will be your children. If you can go to the sea, the sand, so will your children be. That is what imagination. God was telling Abraham, imagine. If you can only imagine it, it will be possible. Imagination. You see, let me tell you, this is where the motivational speakers, and I thank God that a lot of men of God are rising against motivational speakers. They promote self minus God. Yes, believe in yourself. There is nothing bad about it. It is true. Believe in yourself. But as a child of God, believe in yourself with God. With God. Motivational speaker, they don't add God. Believe in yourself. You can do it. You can. But remember Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might nor heart, by power. Those of you who have Bible concordance, go to concordance and see self. Anything that is called self in the Bible. See what God said about it. Self. Self. There is nothing good in self. Self minus God is dead. Self minus God is poverty. Self minus God, anything you achieve is temporary. So you see, your mind, imagination. Number two, your mouth. Your mouth must declare. God said, let us make man. Then God said, let us make what? Man. Proverbs 18:21. Life and death are on your tongue. Life and death are on your tongue. Numbers 14:28. Tell them as surely as I live, as I hear them say, so will I do unto them. Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, move, the mountain shall move. And like I said, Proverbs 16:1. From the heart belongs the plans of man, but God answers the tongue. God replies the tongue. God replies the tongue. So your mouth, you express God's extension and expression through your mouth. Then what? Your faith. 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 Oh, faith. Mark 9:23. To him who believes, all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. And Matthew 19:26. Faith. We live by faith and not what? By sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live by what? Faith. Now, let me ask you a question. Today is what? Monday. What did you add for Monday to become Monday? Somebody should answer me. Did you add anything for Monday to become Monday? Are you sure? Did you add anything for Monday to become Monday? You just woke up and it is Monday. Monday was already waiting for you. So you woke up into what? Into Monday. Do you know what that means? Your miracles are already waiting for you.
Amen.
Your testimonies are already waiting for you.
Amen.
Your healing is already waiting for you.
Amen.
Listen to me. The invisible world is so real. It's so real. The invisible world is so real. And do you know how we connect to it? Our mind, our mouth, and our actions. Look, we are in miracle season. We are in supernatural. Look, this is the time that people are going to follow you to church. I am telling you, this is the time in your office, at your workplace. Look, some of your enemies, they will follow you to church because
Amen.
The things they have done and nothing is happening, and rather, no. Then let us also go and serve that God. We need to position ourselves, our mind, our mouth, and our actions. Look, the spiritual realm is so real. The invisible, look, your testimony is already existing. Your healing is already existing. Everything is already there. You need to link to it so that it will manifest. And how do you link? Your mouth, your mind, your manner, your actions. Look at the impartation we received yesterday. Upgrading anointing. This morning, as I was praying, do you know what the Lord said to me? In fact, yesterday, I think in the chapel of this thing, I just said, when somebody can say, use my mantle, I mean, set my mantle on him. Hey, so I say, what? So my coat is now, God is saying, my mantle. I thought he would say, use your jacket. He said, my mantle. You see, it means that God is working through the coat. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, he is working through the handkerchief. He can work through the water. He can work through oil. He can work through wind. He can work through the sun. He can work through the moon. God can work through anything. But you don't worship that thing. That's the point. You don't worship that thing. Yes. Somebody was telling me, somebody wanted to cut the coat. Somebody wanted to cut the coat. In fact, somebody said, Pastor, next time, I'll bring scissors to church. Immediately you throw it the coat, I will cut it. I know you can't do me anything. I will cut it and keep it. I said, wow. The person said, I will cut it and buy you another one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to me. You yourself, listening to me right now. Look. You can remove your coat. You can remove your attire right now and put it on your daughter who is sick. Receive the mantle of healing. Healing will take place.
Amen.
I say healing will take place.
Amen.
Deliverance will take place. It will take place. It is the level how we are with God. We want to pray right now. To Wednesday, I will continue with this exposition. Please, your miracle is already in existence. Your testimony is there. Your expectation is there. I am telling you. But it must be linked. It must be linked by your imagination, your mouth, and your action. Do you know what God was telling me this morning about yesterday's upgrading the mantle? He said, anyone that mantle touches, it is still on the person. Now you are wearing a mantle of upgrading. Upgrading.
Amen.
Yes, upgrading. Those who came, upgrading.
Amen.
That mantle is on you. And those who receive it online by faith. Yes. And do you know, do you know how you connect to things? You connect to things. Eh? Sometime by offering, I'm telling you. By offering, by seed, by altar. It connects. I'm telling you, it connects. It connects. That's why we give offering when we go to church. That's why we connect to the altar. It connects, so it connects. Do you know that offering is blood? Any place you declare blood, heaven opens up. And how do you get money? Is it not through sweat? Eh? Is it not through sweat? Money comes by life. Eh? By energy. Energy is life. So that is blood. Anytime you give offerings, anytime you give a seed, it is blood, oh. It is like blood that you are releasing into something. I am telling you. And it connects. Hey, there are more revelations I need to give to you, but not today. Our time is good. We just want to declare. Look, let me tell you. Believe from today that you are an expression of God. Look, that sickness is no longer there.
Amen.
And yesterday, do you know what somebody told me? What God said to somebody? He said, now that we have received the mantle, we should pray more. We should pray more to consolidate what God is doing. So that we are working in miracles. Things are just working and happening. Yes. Romans chapter 8 from verse 18. The world is waiting for the manifestation of who? The sons and daughters of God. The Bible was written only with male bias. So any place you see sons, daughters are also inside. Daughters are inside. The world is waiting for what? The manifestation, the expression. Look, your office, your family. You are the one who will stop that darkness. You are the only one who will stop the devil. You are the only one who will stop the agents of the devil in the church, in your family. You are the only one that can stop that sickness, stop that disease, stop poverty. You are the one. You are the one. Oh, you are the one. You are the one. If you don't stop it, it will continue. It will travel to other generations after you, and it will become worse. Those who will follow you, it will become worse. I'm telling you. They will suffer it worse than you. So you must stop it. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Today. That I have understood.
My position.
As an expression.
An extension of you.
I thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
That I am born again.
At the cross.
To become.
Your extension.
An expression. I am your extension. I receive.
The anointing.
To become.
Your expression.
An extension.
So, from today.
I take my position.
As God's expression.
I take my position.
Wherever I am.
I declare to the atmosphere, to the environment. I am God's expression. In my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my neighborhood, in the church,
wherever I am,
in this land,
Ghana,
I declare today.
Poverty
cannot exist
before me.
Fear
cannot exist.
Discouragement
cannot exist.
Shame
cannot exist.
Disgrace
cannot exist.
Delays
cannot exist.
Sicknesses
cannot exist.
In the name of Jesus.
This thing cannot exist.
They cannot exist.
Shame cannot exist. You cannot exist.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say,
because
I have become God's expression.
An extension.
And today,
as I've taken my position
as God's expression.
An extension.
I declare.
Fear.
I refuse fear.
I reject fear.
I resist fear.
I resist poverty, I resist scarcity, I resist poverty, I resist poverty, I resist scarcity, I resist poverty, 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 I resist poverty God's expression,
an extension.
This sickness, this diagnosis.
I refuse. I reject. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Sickness cannot prevail. Disease cannot prevail. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Listen to me, church. We are all channels. Spirits want to express themselves through you. Any spirit can express themselves. Look,
the devil, demons
can never work without a human being. Look, anger. Want to express himself. Anger, it is looking for somebody to express. Say today,
I declare
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Devil.
Devil.
demons,
agents of the devil.
Agents of the devil.
You cannot express yourself
in
any way. Through me,
you cannot.
You cannot.
I block you
with the blood of Jesus.
I block you
with the blood of Jesus Christ. Anger.
You cannot express yourself
through me.
Anger.
Bitterness.
Unforgiveness.
You cannot express yourself.
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 I bind you.
I block you.
I nail you.
Poverty.
Poverty.
You cannot express yourself.
Scarcity.
You cannot express yourself.
You cannot express yourself.
Delays.
Disappointment.
Setbacks.
Setbacks.
Pain.
Suffering.
You cannot.
You cannot.
You cannot.
You cannot.
I refuse.
I resist.
I refuse.
I resist.
I refuse.
I resist.
And I reject
any way
you are trying
to express yourself
in my dreams,
in my dreams,
in my dreams,
in my night dreams,
in my night visions.
I block you.
I block you.
I block you.
I block you
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I block you.
I block you.
I block you.
I block you
from today.
You cannot use my mouth.
You cannot use my mouth.
You cannot use my mouth.
You cannot use my mind.
You cannot use my mind.
You cannot use my mind.
Evil thoughts.
I block you.
I block you.
Lust.
Lust.
Immorality.
I block you.
Adultery.
I block you.
I block you.
I block you.
You cannot express yourself.
You cannot express yourself.
You cannot express yourself.
Through me,
through me,
because
I am an expression
of God.
I am God's expression.
I am God's extension.
Disappointment,
failure,
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 fear,
discouragement.
You cannot express yourself.
You cannot express yourself.
You cannot express yourself
through me.
You cannot.
You cannot express yourself through me.
Through my husband.
Through my husband.
Through my wife.
Wife,
through my children,
through my
boss,
my boss
in my office,
through your agents,
the agents,
the satanists,
the agents,
the satanists
in my office,
at my workplace.
From today,
you can never be a channel
against me.
You can never be a channel
against me.
You can never be a channel
against me.
Say, oh Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
anybody
that has become a channel
for the expression
of the devil
and his agents,
which is a wizard,
which is a wizard,
marine spirit,
juju spirit,
any other spirit,
any human being
that has become a channel
of expression,
I block them.
I block them
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
I arrest them
with the Holy Ghost fire,
and I nail them
to the cross.
I nail them
to the cross
in my home,
in my home,
in my father's house,
in my mother's house,
in my family,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
in my neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
in the church,
in the church,
wherever I am.
Any human being
that has become
an expression,
an expression,
an expression
of these things,
of fear,
of discouragement,
of anger,
of anger.
My maid,
my maid,
my houseboy,
my house help,
you can no longer
be an extension,
be an expression.
You can no longer,
you can no longer be used.
My driver,
my gardener,
you can no longer be used.
My boss,
my boss,
my pastor,
my pastor,
my pastor's
wife,
my pastor's wife,
my best friend,
my best friend,
my best friend.
From today,
you can no longer
be an expression
or extension
of any evil spirit
against me.
You can no longer,
you can no longer,
like the devil,
like Satan,
used
Judas
Iscariot,
express himself
through
Judas Iscariot
against
Jesus Christ,
against
anyone around
me
that the devil wants
to use,
that evil,
that poverty,
that setbacks, that failure,
that defeat,
that disappointment,
want to express
that poverty,
that scarcity,
want to express through I block you with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I arrest those spirits. I arrest them with the Holy Ghost fire. With the Holy Ghost fire. And I nail them to the cross. I nail them to the cross. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, Holy Ghost. Express yourself through me.
Take charge. Anointing.
I declare.
Today.
This week. I am an expression of victory, of abundance, of good health, of change in level. I declare timely fulfillment. No more delay. I am God's expression of timely fulfillment. No more delays. No more stagnation. No more setback. I am God's expression of glory, of grace, of favor, of power, of authority, of power, wherever I am. In this land. Oh my God. The prayer has worked. Nobody should tell you that this has worked. Nobody should tell you. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
My miracle.
My testimony.
My dream.
My solution.
You are already there.
I declare you.
Show up now.
I say show up now.
My healing, show up now.
My testimony, show up.
Show up. You are already there. You are already in existence. I say show up. Solution. Breakthrough. Open door. Show up. Show up now.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, it is done.
Amen.
Those of you who recorded, just begin to play it and listen to the exhortation. Look, Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. God created the invisible and visible world. Thrones, powers, they are there. There is an invisible world, a world you don't see with your eyes. So everything that we are praying for is already there. But how do you link it? It has to follow a certain principle. Imagination, your mind, your mouth, your manner, your actions. Look, begin to live as a millionaire. Begin to think as a millionaire. Begin to do things as a millionaire. Let me tell you, that is why I do things. I'm telling you, not that I am now so rich, so and so. Yes, sometimes rich people who are helping you, when they see you doing these things, say, I see. Then the man cry. That's why the Bible says that we shouldn't put our trust in man. I am telling you, when you are trying to get yourself out by doing certain things, they will think that, because of the help they are giving you, I see. If you look at the car he's driving. Let me tell you, no human being will want you to drive a better car than him. I'm telling you, human beings will give you only what will keep you still under them. Only God gives you what, because the things we need here, he doesn't need them. That's why we should trust God. I'm telling you. And please, if you are somebody who is helping somebody, your aim should be, let this person even be greater than me. When that is your aim, listen to me, you will become greater. I'm telling you, you are always greater. When you want somebody to become better, when I went to Singapore, Haga Institute, when you go there, Singapore, they tell you that when you go back, recommend somebody who will be better than you. Yes, Haga Institute, the highest leadership institution in the world. Yes, president and other this thing, they go there. Yes, during my time, I was in class with the vice president of Philippines, Victor Felicia. Yes, the vice president of Philippines. I was in the class with him. Yes, yes, speaker of parliament of Uganda. Yes, and Tanzania. Yes, they were all there. We were all classmates. They were far grown up than me. Yes, yes, we're there. And their what? Their motto is that when you go back, recommend someone who is greater than you. Who will be better than you? And you know, when you are aiming that somebody should be better than you, you are also becoming better. God will not keep you there. What you are wishing for somebody behind you, God himself will push you forward. Yes, will push you forward. But do you know something? Never wish, unbelievers, never wish the children of the devil to be better than you. Never. For that one, never at your office. Never wish children of the devil to be better than you. Pray against them. Never wish. Never wish. Wherever you are, you must be on top. Amen. I say you must be on top. Amen. Remember yesterday, the word we had, we are now on top. We are now on top. Amen. Look, children of God, especially those of you who are in a certain position, you need these messages. So these are the realities. These are the things you do in your bedroom before you get to office. Or when you get to office, you shut your door. These are the things you declare. You declare government departments. Because those ones, I'm telling you, is the devil that is ruling. Is the agent. That's why they are ruling. Satan is children of the devil, the occult. That's why sometimes they attempt some of you and lure you. You must belong to some groups. You must belong to some. That's why some of you, your Christianity is something. Yes. Yes. Because of those influences, darkness small is preventing you, is blocking you. You must belong. You must. Hey, you don't know. I am not saying that go and stand there and say, hey, me, I'm a Christian. Look, I don't care what the government will say. So and so. Here, I'm a Christian. No. Do do those things in your bedroom. Lock yourself in your office and do that. And when you come out, you can see the effect. I say you can see the effect. 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 Yesterday, after I said this thing, do you know that somebody came to me and said, Pastor, pray for me. I have joined a group. Sometimes when I'm saying this thing, then my heart say, hey, won't somebody think that I'm talking against the person? But the words are flowing. Somebody came and said, Pastor, what you said, that we have joined, I have joined a group. Pastor, I have joined a group. And the money they have cut for us to pay every month. Pastor, even in my church, I haven't paid tithe like that. But that money, you must look for it and pay it. Every month. Pastor. He came and knelt down in my office. Pastor, I beg you, pray for me. I am convicted. Pastor, when you stand there, you are talking. You don't know what you are saying. I don't think you really know what you are saying. The Spirit of God just speaks through you. But Pastor, you are hitting the point. Pastor, please. And when I look at him, I couldn't believe. I say, you? Say, yes. Ah! My God. This one is the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. Please, don't. Oh. If you should die today, you are going to hell. I'm telling you, if you die today, what you have given yourself to, you are going to hell. Define who you are and be a child of God. God bless you for today. I declare that your position is secure.
Amen.
Look, I say your position is secure.
Amen.
Don't let any boss cause you to resign.
Yes.
Don't let what people are doing cause you to resign. Child of God, you want to resign and go to where? Increase your prayer. God has placed you there. Increase your prayer. Increase your prayer. Take authority.
Yes.
Bind them. Do you know the places they go? Do you know where they go before they come there? Do you know what they do in the night? You don't know. But when you exercise your authority, listen to me, you will shut them.
Amen.
Any position God has placed you, tell that seat that it is only me who will say I am going.
That's it.
The day I say I am going is the day this seat should release me. Is the day this office should release me.
Amen.
Until I say I am going, nobody, no power in this office. Until I say I am leaving, no power. You see, stand like that and speak to your office.
Yes.
Speak to the walls because they have ears. Do you know that there is a scripture in the Bible that says that walls have ears? Walls have ears. There is a scripture in the Bible. Everything has ears. The tree, they have ears. They understand a certain language. When Jesus spoke, that was why the fig tree died. Because it has a language it understands. That's why it's good to speak in tongues. Sometimes when you are speaking in tongues, you are speaking to these things. You are commanding mountains. You are speaking to walls. You are commanding what? Objects and obstacles. I say that position is yours.
Amen.
And you are going higher.
Amen.
Never resign because of some boss. Because of what some people are planning. Then you resign. Come on! Unless you want to go higher. Unless you want to go higher. Father, we thank you for how far you have brought us today.
Yes, Lord.
You have ushered us into the realms of the supernatural and miracles. Father, we will not let this realm pass. We will never align us. We will stand for you. And Father, you manifest yourself. Evil must not continue. Darkness should not continue to rule. Where we find ourselves, where we are, darkness should not continue to rule. We take authority. The devil is a liar. He cannot. He cannot. We are there. We are there. That's why God has placed us there. Father, we thank you for this revelation. We thank you for this exposition. Unto you be all the glory. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.